Well, you're listening to Quad Rocks, God, the World, and Other Things. I'm Kenny Price, your host. Our mission, you got it, advancing equilibrium in the midst of an agitated world. Hey, I'm glad to report that we're still here. The total eclipse of the sun occurred today here in Nashville, Tennessee. This is April 8th, 2024. Nothing fell apart. The world did not come to an end yet. And so I'm glad to say that I'm here to record this podcast for Thursday coming up. But this is Season 19, Episode 405, title, Fear No Danger, subtitle, Empowering Encouragement Now, Number 63, Thank God for the Good Shepherd. A familiar psalm to many people, Psalm 23, The Good Shepherd, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I have what I need. He lets me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He renews my life. He leads me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even when I go through the darkest valley, I fear no danger, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Only goodness and faithful love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord as long as I live. I want to focus today on Psalm 23, verse 4. Even though I go through the darkest valley, I fear no danger, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. This podcast is a good follow-up to the last episode, The Lord of the Ring. In The Lord of the Ring, I celebrated the fact that God is the God of miracles, both big and small. Regardless of how warped this world becomes, if you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, as they say, He's got this thing. Today we witnessed the total eclipse of the sun, which is a rare event that requires a precise alignment of the sun, moon, and earth. The next total eclipse of the sun for Nashville will occur on August 12, 2045. In many cultures throughout history, a total eclipse of the sun was often considered a frightening or ominous event. On that most special day when Jesus died on the cross, Matthew 27, verse 45 says, "Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over the land until the ninth hour." Total darkness on the planet from noon until 3 p.m., along with a major earthquake which split open the tombs. Walking through a literal or metaphorical dark valley in life can be a very disturbing, trying time. It's so reassuring to see how independent of outward circumstances the Holy Spirit can make the Christian. Let me say that again. It is so reassuring to see how independent of outward circumstances the Holy Spirit can make the Christian. Because of His indwelling in your entire person, your body, soul, and spirit, what a bright light may shine within you when it is all dark without. How firm, how happy, how calm, how peaceful you may be when the world shakes back and forth and the pillars of the earth are removed. Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 7, that one of the signs of the last days of this corrupted earth will be a major increase in earthquakes. For nation will rise up against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. Just 3 days ago at the time of this writing, on April 5th at 9:23 a.m., there was a magnitude 4.8 earthquake 1 mile from Tewksbury, New Jersey, the most significant to impact North Jersey since 1884, when on August 10th an earthquake occurred somewhere near Jamaica Bay. It toppled chimneys and moved houses off their foundations. It's a rare event to see a significant earthquake in New Jersey. My friend, in a very similar fashion, we can relate to these seismic events through the loss of a job, major health crisis, death of a family member, dissolving of a marriage. It can cast great shadows over our lives. Yet even death itself, with all its terrible influences, has no power to suspend the music of a Christian's heart, but rather makes that music become more sweet, more clear, more heavenly until the final act of kindness, where death allows the earthly burdens to dissolve into the celestial symphony and fleeting happiness transitions into everlasting bliss. Friend, have confidence then in the Holy Spirit's power to comfort you. Are you dreading the thought of poverty? Don't worry. The divine Spirit can grant you a richness in your times of need that surpasses the abundance of the wealthy. You have no idea what happiness, joy, and peace awaits you in the humble cottage around which grace will plant the roses of contentment. My friend, that sounds flowery, but it's true. Are you noticing a decline in your physical strength? Are you bracing yourself for long nights of discomfort and days of pain? My friend, don't despair. That bed might transform into a throne for you. You may not realize how every ache that courses through your body could be a purifying flame, burning away impurities, a ray of glory illuminating the hidden recesses of your soul. Is your eyesight dimming? Jesus will be your guiding light. Are your ears failing? Jesus' name will be the sweetest melody to your soul, and His presence your greatest joy. Socrates once said, "Philosophers can find happiness without music." But my friend, Christians find even greater joy than philosophers when all external sources of happiness fade away. In your God, your heart will triumph no matter the hardships you face. Through the strength of the Holy Spirit, your heart will overflow with joy, even if everything else fails you in this world. When Jesus is your good shepherd, you can say with the psalmist, "Only goodness and faithful love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord as long as I live." My friend, that's forever if you know Jesus as your Savior. And with that, my friend, I bid you peace.